To say that something is a work in progress can have a negative connotation, you know, like something that will never be finished. Could say that expanding Highway 50 to 4 lanes is a work in progress, maybe. Huh? But it can also have a positive connotation. Moving in the right direction, always making progress. Well, I believe it is in this positive sense, not the negative, that we can say that we are a work in progress. And I think that St. Paul agrees. I loved our second reading this morning to the Philippians. It's such an uplifting, encouraging passage. And in it, he said, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. In other words, there's something good in us, something good in you that has been started but not yet finished. And that's okay. So I thought of 3 areas in us that could be considered a work in progress. Forgiveness is a work in progress. Gratitude is a work in progress. And conversion is a work in progress. First of all, I think about forgiveness. For so many of us, forgiveness is like 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. You know, someone did something to hurt your feelings, or worse, maybe ruin a relationship. Might have been last week, or might have been 10 years ago. And you say, I thought I was over it. And then I saw them again, or something else happened and it all came back. Why? Because forgiveness is a work in progress. Perhaps it's only Jesus on the cross who can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it's perfect forgiveness. For the rest of us, it takes time. An effort to continue. I think, secondly, that gratitude is a work in progress. Yes, we would say that perhaps one of the hallmarks of this season is to think of all the things that I'm thankful for, to express gratitude. Yet, if we're honest, there are still moments where one might say, boy, I wish I had what they had. Or I wish mine was a little bit bigger. Or I don't really need to be thankful because I earned this. Yes, our stewardship renewal was last month, but any time is good to remember that what we have, or who we have around us, or who we are all gifts to be thankful for. But it's okay if that happens little by little. It's progress. And the 3rd area that came to my mind is that conversion is a work in progress. Conversion, meaning that change, that becoming better at who I know I should be. Sometimes we don't see that progress, but it doesn't mean that it's not happening. Oftentimes in the sacrament of confession or even just in visiting, someone will say, I feel like I'm confessing all the same things. I feel like I'm saying all the same things I said last time. But that in itself is progress. Because I can't change what I fail to recognize or choose not to acknowledge. So all of these three things, forgiveness, gratitude, conversion, like St. Paul said, are a good work that God has begun in us. It's just not completed yet. I know that some of you really reflected on the phrase I shared 2 weeks ago for Christ the King. The more I live with consistency, the less I need to live with urgency. I've reflected on that the last 2 weeks, and I'm the one who said it. But that's the reality for a work in progress. You know, you don't say, I'm going to take care of that forgiveness this week. I'm going to finish up with my gratitude between now and Christmas. I'm done with my conversion. No, it's something little by little, bit by bit. If you want, you can think of it as that highway that will never be finished. But I'd rather think of your forgiveness, your gratitude, and your conversion as a project moving in the right direction. Let's call it a work in progress.